I said I was sitting on some damn ground. I have to squat out if you can get him, you know, down.
Right. Well, you might say you're down on your...
Like you say, you can't be sitting down on your all fours because you'd be happy down on your thing. You just say, I'm squatting down on my knees.
Everybody say their haunches?
Haunches. Haunches. Mm-hmm. Yeah, haunches or something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. All right. Now, how would you describe a person who can lift heavy weights? And he's a big man, and he's muscular, and he's athletic. You say he is very...
strong.
Okay. What about, can you think of any other words you'd use there?
Except say he's very strong.
Something else you might say.
Well, you might say he's very stout.
All right, when you use the word common about a person, what does it mean? When you use it.
Use a word common.
Yeah, if you say someone was common.
Well, you could say is that person over there is common because certain habits he has that makes him come.
Would that be bad then?
Well, that wouldn't be too bad, but you could say nothing better than that.
Yeah, but what I mean, usually when somebody says that another person is common, are they saying, does that mean, is that a bad thing to say?
Well, it's not in some senses, because when some people say that person is common, sometimes he's more common than that person he's talking about.
Would you ever use it as a compliment?
As common?
Uh-huh.
No, I wouldn't use the word as common. I'd say that that person just not the person I'd like to deal with.
Now, if you were talking about an old man, very strong and active, and doesn't show his age, you might say, He's still quite
young as far as his age looking. He's not 75 years old, he looks like he's about 50.
Alright, can you think of any words you'd use to describe him? Like, describe how he really gets around.
Well, I see that, yes, I see it. That man at his age, he gets around like a young man of 21, 25 years old, or something like that.
Would you ever, like for a young person, if it's a young person you're talking about, one that's always moving around, always on the go, you say he's very...
very active.
And what about, you say, talking about an old person again, you might say, I don't care how old he or she is, she's still mighty?
She's still mighty active, and she's still mighty, looks like she's mighty strong, and she's got good uses of her muscles and things like that.
Would you ever say it, like she's mighty lively?
Yeah, she's lively, yes.
If you're talking about a child, might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. And then you might be talking about the same child after they got a little bit older. You say, she isn't afraid now, but she
will grow out of it, or she will be. She'll soon get used to it, or she won't be afraid a little later.
Right. Or if she had already gotten to the point that she wasn't scared anymore, and you were talking about her when she was a child, you say she isn't afraid now, but she
was scared.
Now, if you're talking about